Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know that special friend that I bring on, what is this, Richard? Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Let's try Saturday and see how that works. See if we can.
Oh, I think that'll work.
Though I can't be sure.
Oh, anyway, this is one of my favorite times of the week when we can touch you and you call in and touch us and we share all of these wonderful thoughts. And today, we're going to have a very special guest. He's here with us now. Really interested in chatting with me and Richard and you. And it is John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Now, we have had him in the past, but the reason I wanted to call him back today is the fact that we have an election, a presidential election on the near horizon. And I asked Mr. Kennedy if he would be willing to come and speak about this election. I think there's a lot of things happening in the world today in the United States. Since I live here and you live here, perhaps it would be of interest to us and also to those of the world. We're all interested in what's going on in all the different countries. And I think he will have some, you might say, insights that we might not see. Now, in the event that this is new to you and maybe you haven't listened to us before, Richard connects, and I connect also, but Richard on this particular show connects with our guest. He feels the energies and he chats with them and we relay questions and golly, we have fun. So to help you perhaps connect with our guest, might I suggest that you think for a moment about your third eye. Just concentrate on it for a second and see our earlier president's picture. You certainly know what he looked like in your third eye. And when Richard connects with him, perhaps you can connect with him also by feeling the emotions that come through the heart center. And these two things might help you feel and connect with the essence of this president. So, Richard, tell us, if you would, the sense of energies that you feel from this soul.
Yes, I experienced quite a powerful energy from JFK. Interestingly, primarily focused on love, quite a broad energy as I experience it, as I said, quite powerful. And in addition to that, there is this sense I get of wisdom, which arises more towards, I guess you'd say, the left of my chest. This all sounds a bit bizarre, I'm sure, but this is what my experience is. And as Carolyn said, these things are experienced through the heart center, which is something, in a sense, you need to awaken in a way to be aware of this. And doing what Carolyn was suggesting helps to awaken the heart center in this way. In case you're unaware, the heart center is composed or defined by the physical heart, the heart mind, and the heart chakra forming a triangle in the chest area. And so it's through that center, which is actually a kind of multidimensional center, that I feel these things. And so, as I said, there is this power, this sense of love, but also, as I said, further to the left, this sense of wisdom this soul carries. So very interesting.
That's Thank you, Richard. And thank you for explaining what the heart center is. There might be people there who are not aware of it, and it helps them to understand what we're doing because it is something that they can do also. And he's speaking to me at the moment. He seems to be anxious to come and give us this message, and he knows the questions that we're going to ask, and he's ready for them. So if you'd connect with him, Richard, and see what he has to say for our audience and us.
Well, it sounds like you and he are way ahead of me. I have no idea what the questions are. You two seem to. So I guess we'll see what goes on here. It is my pleasure to return to join the two of you and your listeners at this very critical moment, you might say, in the history of the world, not just in the history of the United States, but really the history of the world. And it is always of interest to everyone in the world who will be the next president of the United States. But before we begin to open that door, I wanted to take a moment to look at the situation as I see it in the United States in particular, and also in the world in general, because there are many forces at work, some of which are visible to those who look, and many that are pretty much invisible to virtually everyone. And so I wanted to make mention of some of these threads as I perceive them. Perhaps everyone listening to this radio show will be aware of the focus that these two and many others in the world have upon that looming solstice of December of this year, that date when the Mayan calendar ends. That is the long count Mayan calendar. Because you may be aware that this marks the alignment with galactic center. And in astronomical terms, you might say that alignment is smeared over a much longer period than a given day. But in truth, it is as specific as this day. And this will be demonstrated by the events that will unfold on your planet on that day. And you might consider that that unfolding will overshadow who or what is the outcome of this presidential election. And in one sense, that is true. And yet, the events that are unfolding on the planet really intermingle with that unfolding in ways that may not perhaps be self-evident to you. And what I mean by that is that there are events that will play out over coming weeks, because it really is just a matter of weeks to that December solstice, which will see truly extraordinary changes on the planet. You have understood, at least some of you have, that there is a great respect for cycles of time, as you would call them, in which events or particular phases of experience, not just human experience, but experience across the cosmos in some cases, unfolds. And if we had told you that the degree of respect for these cycles is such that the transitions are or can be extremely short for major transitions, you would not have believed us. But now when you are in such period, the truth of this is becoming in its own way obvious to you, and yet for many the lack of evidence in your dimension. Supporting this transition is being taken as evidence that, in fact, it won't occur. But trust me, it will unfold. And so, in a sense, I wanted to give a little of that context for what is unfolding with this presidential election. And there is a possibility that there will be major events that will unfold in the world before that election. But for the most part, the events that will impact the, or you might say relate directly to the events of the solstice, will in fact unfold after the election. And so primarily the election will be conducted on the basis of the apparent day-to-day events unfolding in the current experience of the American voter. And as you understand, the economic scenario in the United States is far more difficult, far more dire, you might say, than the circumstances that existed in my time. The level of debt that is in place, the number of people that are unemployed, the number that are homeless even, is dramatically higher than it was in my time. And so the pressures on the individual are far greater. The cost of gas for people to drive around is dramatically different compared with the average income than it was in my time. It was pennies. Today it is tens of dollars to keep your car fueled and be able to drive around. People took it for granted that you could drive across the country almost without thinking about it. Today it is not a trivial exercise from the point of view of cost. So there are many forces that are very different in your world. Besides the financial and economic ones, there are, of course, the very different scenario by way of personal freedom that now exists. The pressures that have been placed as a result of 9/11, the reduction of freedoms in the United States that were driven off the back of that travesty of freedom that was played out in America, this lie that has been perpetrated upon the American people by those in power and those who kept them and put them in power. These forces have acted in a manner to dramatically reduce the levels of freedom that are in place for the average American. And yet so many of the what I call average American is completely unaware of how this was done, that it actually was done, and indeed the level of freedom that has been taken from them. The United States is, for all intents and purposes, a police state today. And anyone that has closely examined the wording of the Patriot Act will recognize that it has, if they have done their homework, recognize it has great connections to some of the draconian legislation that was set out in Europe in the Soviet time and indeed the Nazi time. Truly, the forces at work have very similar agendas to those. And so personal freedom of the average American has been eroded dramatically. The financial situation, not only of the United States, but indeed globally, is precarious. The what you might term fiat money system is such that it is a house of cards that could readily have a base card pulled from it and all come tumbling down extremely easily. And it would essentially destroy what is seen to be value, you might say, or economic or financial value in the world, because everything is built upon this house of cards, you might say. And so you stand there in an environment which in many ways has perhaps never been more precarious, even, for example, in the time of the Great Depression of the 30s. In many ways, it was not as precarious as it now is. And so the election is being fought, you might say, in that context, and yet so many do not understand this. And the nature of politics as it is executed in your experience, and perhaps particularly more in the United States than elsewhere, is so much about public posturing, about perceived value, about how questions are answered and responded to in the public eye. In many ways, this has been intensified since my time, because there is the instant expression of video footage across the globe now. And you have seen in the last few months, indeed, the impact of the private video camera. Anyone with a mobile phone can now video record a speech being made when the individual might think it's private. They suddenly find it as very public, as Romney found a month or so ago and others have found in more recent times. They cannot assume that there is a private event that they are presenting to. Keeping the media out simply doesn't prevent it being circulated across the globe. Somebody records it, they place it on YouTube, enough people become aware of it and it explodes. And there is simply no way to stop this phenomenon. And in its own way, I don't see this having a dramatic effect on things, other than there is less opportunity for people to keep the things that they say or do private, because they can be exposed in this manner. And in a sense, I see this as a healthy trend. So in terms of the election outcome, many are not aware that the voting system in the United States, because it has gone electronic, that voting system can be and is at times deeply interfered with. It is possible to rig the outcome. And indeed, this was the intention of those who put this system in place in the United States in the first place. They wanted to be able to control the outcome of a close election. And it is not yet clear whether such forces will be at work in the coming election or not. But it is important for people to be aware that this indeed is very possible and has been done on a number of occasions in the past. So do not expect the election outcome to necessarily reflect the votes that have been cast. It is a sad state of affairs that has this been in place, but perhaps it is simply a reflection of how deeply the truth has been buried by those who wish to control humanity. As I said, there is that force that is working against them now, with the opportunity of any individual with a cell phone simply being able to video what somebody is saying or doing. However, that does not override these more powerful forces that are at work. The other thing I will say is that there is, or should I say, there are energies present upon the planet that are bringing forth the exposure of so many secrets, things that have been well hidden for a long time. And if you look, you will see many examples of this, things that have been hidden that are beginning to be exposed. Some of these abuses of humanity are beginning to come forth. And so this election is being fought in these very complex circumstances, and circumstances where individuals behind the scenes have ultimate control of the outcome, not those going to the ballot box. But for all of that, it is my view that the current incumbent president in Obama will be re-elected at the coming election. And there are many forces driving it in that direction. Even though this man has not delivered against the lofty agenda that he set himself some 4 years ago, he has scarcely been in a position to do so, given the forces that truly control things behind the scenes. He has been subject to threats on many levels that, apart from other things, threaten him and his family. And so he has been in many ways bound to simply execute what is placed in front of him. But he is a man who came into the presidency to be present in these times of transition. And yes, he has been here for what has been a preparatory period that in many ways seems like it has not prepared very much for what is about to unfold. And if you reflect upon it, he in truth will still be in power regardless of the outcome when the solstice arrives and when these, you might say, preparatory events unfold. So it is my expectation, though I am not giving you a guarantee, that he will be re-elected. I am aware of the forces that are at work behind the scenes. However, I will say that those forces are beginning to panic because they are well aware of this impending date. They have done many things to try and change the unfolding, and they have so far been unsuccessful. And they are seeking to be in a position to take complete control of humanity ahead of that date, but they will fail. So it is my expectation that Obama will be re-elected and he will be well and truly in place when the events that are about to reach you unfold. And so this is perhaps a little background for you, and I am willing to take your questions.
Thank you for your message. I do appreciate it, and I thank you with in regards to our listeners. Before I take a caller's question, I do have a question on my mind that has been in the forefront. Do you have any insight as to Israel's intention to make a strike against Iran?
It is an issue that is in the minds of many. And there are those who expected this to unfold before the election, and it may still do so. However, I expect that there will not be such an action prior to the election. However, there will be such a strike, in my estimate, before the end of the year, and indeed before that solstice. And I know that the two of you are aware of the forces that are in place in opposition to such a strike. And most people are not aware of the tools that Iran have at their disposal. And you understand the impact that such an attack will have. And certainly, as I view things, the probability of such a strike occurring before that solstice, and indeed sometime before that solstice, are extremely high. And I believe you understand the potential outcome from this, which I will spell out for your audience, and that is that the forces that Iran has established are based upon the technology of one of their compatriots in Mehran Kesh, who is based in Europe and has brought forth extraordinary technology, which primarily relates to the time beyond ascension, but he does not understand this. And this technology is of such a nature that conventional weaponry simply cannot impact it. Indeed, the response of the Iranians with their technology will be to completely disarm all of their attackers. And as you might imagine, as this unfolds, it will draw others who are willing to support Israel into the fray. And so you will see this spreading, you might say, disarmament of those forces. This will transform the perspective of so much of humanity on the planet. It will disarm the forces that exercise so much control within the United States. The black operations within the military are so strong and so powerful, and those forces will be disabled. Indeed, the entire military machine of the United States will be disabled if all of this unfolds. And of course, their NATO allies in Europe. So this is a very powerful unfolding if it indeed does proceed. And from what I can see, the probability of this is extremely high, though more likely beyond the election than before.
Thank you for your answer. As you know, it is a question on our minds. We're going to go to the phone, and on line two, Brett is waiting to give a question. Welcome, Brett.
Hello, Carolyn. Yeah, I was going to ask about Iran, too, but so I'll ask another question.
Okay.
Many of us here in the United States have been involved in certain projects that certain financial projects that have not come to fruition yet, and I guess apparently it's not going to be able to happen until we have a financial reset on the planet where all the currencies are revalued. And if I'm right about this, can we expect to see this happen shortly after the elections or before the end of this year?
Would you put your thoughts in a more pointed question? Because, you know, I realize you're talking about finances, but hone it down to something more defining, Brett.
Yeah. My question is about the plan to revalue all the currencies in all the countries.
So you're asking, if I understand you correctly, is there a plan to revalue all of the currencies in the world? Is that the question?
Yes, and to provide prosperity to the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if Mr. Kennedy has some awareness of this. Richard, did you get the question?
Yes. There are many who have an expectation, those who understand that there will be a transition for humanity. Many have an expectation that there will be prosperity for all of humanity flow forth before the transition that is almost upon you. But I say to you, there really will be no such transition, and there will not be some instant provision of abundance, financial abundance for everyone on the planet. Things will not unfold in this manner. Rather, beyond ascension, there will be a gradual transition. It is not as if suddenly everything is changed in people's experience. It will not be quite so dramatic as that, nor will there be a financial transition beforehand. Rather, there will be a growing understanding by humanity of the abilities that they have and the tools that are available to them to bring forth anything they want in a physical sense, in a material sense, in their lives. And as they come to understand this, the relevance of money will simply dissolve. It does not mean that there will not be financial tools of exchange, because there will. However, their relevance will become much less. When you can bring forth into your experience anything of a material nature, whether it be food or water or clothing or shelter or whatever toys you wish to have in your life, to materialize them and then, in a sense, dematerialize them at will, then the issue of accumulating money or the lack of it becomes far less of an issue. And this is the real transition that matters. There are many that have spoken of such things as Nisara and so on, which really is a fictitious notion that has no relevance in what will be unfolding. Rather, what we have is, on one level, those who've been controlling humanity seeking to, in a sense, destroy the current structure so that they can bring forth a replacement that gives them control across the entire planet in a financial sense. That is their agenda. That is one of the reasons why the financial and economic systems of so many countries have been essentially destroyed over the last 10 to 20 years in preparation for bringing forth a global currency and, as part of this, the forgiveness of debt. In this manner, it is structured to bring forth further control. However, as I said, what really will unfold is a dissolving of that need. Now, there will be some transitions, if you will, that will occur beyond ascension, and that is, as people realize what has happened, they will become far more, you might say, caring for their fellow man. And so those who are, in a sense, suffering from lack of resources in their lives will be readily taken care of by those who are able to do so. You will see a very different attitude within humanity in general. And in a sense, I see this as being the first step in dissolving this great gap between those who have and those who have not. In addition, the possibilities that are opened up through the technology that I mentioned earlier that Keshe is bringing forth upon the planet. It needs to be understood that this technology in its own way allows you to bring forth whatever you wish from the background energies. And in a perhaps ironic sense, you will have two parallel paths by which to bring things forth. One is this technology approach, and the other is the capability that will reawaken within humanity to be able to simply bring forth from the background energy just as that technology does, except you can do it without the technology. You might find that perverse. In a sense, I see it as ironic that these two might emerge as parallel alternatives in the human experience in the very near future. And in its own way, the existence of Kesha's technology and its demonstrations will encourage humanity to accept that indeed they can do this themselves. So you might say the rules are changing. Mm-hmm. The rules will change fundamentally.
Okay, the only other short question I had that kind of adds on to this is are we going to see the Federal Reserve banks in this country? Are we going to see those dissolve here shortly?
That's a good question.
I do not expect that the Federal Reserve will dissolve before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Possibly next year.
Again, the understandings of what has been done financially will change dramatically. The understanding of the control system that has been put in place for humanity will be exposed and dissolved. And yes, that is something which will become irrelevant beyond the ascension event relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I thank you for your answers.
Thank you for your questions, Brett. And to Mr. Kennedy, I just would like to clarify a certain point in the sense that people might be putting different words to this. I believe that you're talking about an individual being able to manifest their desires by using the background energy. I'm assuming that's what you meant, correct?
That is what I meant.
Yes, I figured that it did. That is a understanding that very few people have, that there will be the ability to manifest using their mind. And it is quite an interesting concept that we have that excitement before us, that we'll be able to do that. So that is marvelous.
Another, I will just take the opportunity to mention that it is important to recognize that people will not suddenly be able to do this the moment they find themselves in that ascended context. Rather, they will need to learn. They will need to be trained. There will be a period of transition, you might say, where people begin to understand the skills and abilities that they have, as well as coming to understand in a lot more detail the nature of the consciousness in which they have been living. All of this will need some training, and this will take a number of years on the planet to unfold. It is not some instant switch that will get thrown. It's important to understand this.
I appreciate you adding to that, because I was hoping that it would be coming forth a little bit faster than that. Are you in a position to give us some insight as to what will happen at this solstice that is before us with regards to the energies that are coming from Galactic Center and the effects that it'll have on this planet? Are you in a position to share some of this with us?
I will share as best as I am able. I will say that that brief video that you have on your website from your vision of November 2008 is a good place for people to begin, because it does explain the essential elements of this. And I can tell you what I understand, and that is that there will be energies that come to the planet through Galactic Center, and there will also be energies coming directly from Cosmic Center. There is a misunderstanding that humanity has, and that is that energies can only travel at the speed of light. But this is inaccurate. Yes, there is a path that needs to be followed, but the speed of energy transfer from, for example, galactic center to the planet can be almost instantaneous. It seems impossible, but that is so. Indeed, any point anywhere can be reached, because anyone that has connected with other forms of consciousness will understand that this is independent of distance and time. So these things can unfold in a manner that most do not understand. This notion of distance is irrelevant. And the same is true also with galactic center. As you are aware, there is this Eye of Isis, as it is called, this path, direct path from cosmic center to a particular area of the cosmos. This, you might say, searchlight travels around the cosmos, and currently it is directed towards planet Earth, allowing direct energies to flow from cosmic center to not only your planet, but your solar system. And it is no accident that this is in place at this time. Also, there will be energies, as I said, flowing from galactic center through this alignment which is in place. And some of those energies will come from beyond that galaxy, and some will come from the mirror image of the galaxy in dark energy, from other star systems, you might say, in that mirror image environment, and also from the mirror image of Earth on the other side of the black hole. So these energies will flow through to the planet, and they will transform every particle on the planet. It is hard to imagine this, but that is what will occur. This might sound frightening, but for those who acknowledge their Creator, all will unfold. Those who resist this, who do not wish to do so, will not survive these energies, and they will, in a sense, seemingly disappear from the environment, from the experience of those who remain on the Earth. It is not that the planet will be littered with the bodies of those who have not survived this. It is that the energies will vibrate apart, those negative karmic energies that are carried by those individuals. And because those energies will be vibrated apart, so too will the bodies that contain them. This might sound hard to imagine, but it is all planned and it is all in place. And so it will be as if there is a significant reduction in the population of the planet at that time. And there will then follow a period of, as you understand it, some 90 days where there will be some, you might consider, acclimation. Not acclimation, but acclimatization of those who remain to, in a sense, this new consciousness that will be present. And there will be further events unfold that you understand leading up to that transition in final consciousness, where there will be this shift to what you know as the angelic dimension or the fifth dimension for those who will make that transition. And their experience will be almost like this instant shift to this new dimension, to a pristine planet. And it's not as if people's housing will disappear. It will be as their current experience is, unless they choose otherwise, except that the planet itself will be pristine. So it is hard to imagine this exactly, but it's not as if people making this transition will suddenly find themselves in an environment they don't recognize, because that is not how it will be. So again, the evolution of experience on the new Earth will be a gradual one as humanity comes to understand their new situation and their ability to transform that new situation readily with their minds. So there will be this extraordinary flowering of human ability and, in a sense, flowering of human experience as humanity with their minds cooperate to create new communities, new environments that are driven from a very different perspective than your current communities. So it will be a transitional process, you might say, that will take time. It will not be the shock that perhaps many fear it will be. Those who are prepared will simply pass through these changes as if, almost as if they do not exist. They will be aware of it for certain, but they do not represent a threat to those individuals. It's important to recognize this. And as events unfold, the understandings will come a little more into place. So I trust this gives you some greater sense of how events will progress.
It does, and I thank you for that. I would like to ask another question in conjunction with this, with the statements that you're making. From what I understand, these events have happened in the past through different cycles. Can you give us some indication of when this happened before and what happened at that time? Was it destructive? Was it positive?
There has not really been an event of this nature in the human experience before. Yes, there have been peaks in human experience that have ended, and there have been times of building up to peaks in a manner that has occurred in the last, say, 10,000 years on the planet. Perhaps the closest example to what is about to unfold, in fact, is the fall in Atlantis. Now, that might sound a little strange to you, but actually there are a lot of parallels because there were those of humanity who carried great light, who actually transitioned to the new Earth at the time of the fall. They did not go through the fall. And as you understand, and perhaps your listeners might like to begin to understand, not all of humanity that stayed on the planet fell to the Stone Age form. There were those who went forth to, for example, Egypt and to other places that carried a lot of knowledge and understanding from the Atlantean culture. So you might look at what happened in Atlantis as having been a similar kind of separation where a small percentage of those of humanity transitioned to that new Earth as it existed then. And the rest, in various ways, on various levels, passed through the fall process. In the case of the current transition, in many ways it is similar because a rather larger group of humanity will participate in the ascension process as that is unfolding. And in this instance, rather than going through the fall process, you might say, as occurred the last time there was this alignment with Galactic Center, the time when the final fall in Atlantis occurred, they will leave this planet entirely. And they will then reincarnate in another third dimensional consciousness to continue their journeys. And so there is, on one level, to look at the Atlantean transition as being a fall because of the interference by the dark, and then a separation away from the forces of the dark with the ascension event that is about to unfold. And yet, in so many ways, the two events are very similar, because there was this same kind of separation of those who were in a place to move forward from those who were not. And so in many ways you can view the transition that occurred the last time there was an alignment with Galactic Center as being very similar to this one. So perhaps that is the best example I can give you.
That's very helpful. Thank you. We're going to go back to our lines. Rick is on line 3. Welcome, Rick. You have a question.
Yes, good evening. I do have a question. It has to do with the rejuvenation of the body. And my question is, will this be a single event that will transform everyone at the same time, or is this going to happen gradually to individuals who are prepared to rejuvenate their body?
Thank you. Richard, did you hear the question?
Yes, I did. For the most part, the triggering of rejuvenation will occur as a single event. However, the unfolding of that rejuvenation in the experience of humanity will not be a singular event. Rather, there will be those who will display it quickly, and then there will be others who will begin to display it after a few days, and others after a few weeks, you might say. And so it will unfold in one sense gradually, in another very rapidly, if that does not sound perverse. Because in one way, if some were to display it and they held responsibility for bringing it forth for others on some gradual basis, then those forces who are opposed could potentially target those who carried that responsibility and hence prevent it from unfolding. In this way, it cannot be prevented in that way. And so it will unfold quite quickly within the human experience, but it will not be that everyone, you might say, expresses this refined form in the same moment.
Rick, thank you for your question.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that answered your question. And we have someone on line 4, but unfortunately, there's not enough time to take their question. I'm really sorry about that. We're right up to the end of the hour, practically. We only have 2 minutes. What?
I said, how did that happen?
I don't know. But I apologize to the gentleman on line 4. I'd like to thank Mr. Kennedy for his beautiful answers, and you, Richard, for your magnificent participation in the perfection that you usually do. Our listeners have no way of knowing just how much energy and training that this takes. So I thank the two of you coming forth in this moment, bringing forth this magnificent information.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Richard, we have 1 minute. Is there anything that you would like to bring forth during this minute?
Well, I guess the thing that is fascinating me the most in terms of the things that we're involved in is the incredible work that's coming forth, the incredible understandings that are coming forth through the soul origin and history readings that we've been doing over the last couple of months now, I suppose. And if you've not paid a visit to that website, soulorigin.com, and read or listened to the material that's on that website, which includes a family reading and I think now 4 individual readings where the individuals have given us permission to post that material, some of which is in YouTube format, I encourage you to do so. There's also other material there that talks about the difference between the soul and the higher self and the role of soul templates and so on, which is fascinating material. And the thing, apart from just the understandings of the soul journeys that have come forth, but also the background, the involvement that those individuals have had with the transition from Atlantis, and also involvement they'll have with rejuvenation and ascension and beyond. It's fascinating material. I do encourage you to check it out if you've not already done so.
Yes, that's more of a listen. We have to say goodbye. I'm not happy about it, but this is Carolyn Evers wishing all of you the best.
And this is Richard. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn.
Good night.